Do not be afraid. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Have faith in God and have faith also in me. Words of courage coming to us from the Gospel of John, chapter 14, verse 1, which applies so much in the fearful subject of possession. In this case, demonic possession. What possesses a person? What can possess a person? What can take hold of a person? And what we are chosen to do with what that is possessed, we are possessed by. So do not let your hearts be afraid. Do not be afraid. Take courage. We are called to be living members of Jesus' body in the world, bringing compassion, mercy, and forgiveness. Being Jesus Christ in a world that is broken. Not always easy to do when we are spread amidst and among so much hard news that is beyond anything that any person can take. The shooting deaths of 27 people, 20 of whom were children in Sandy Hook Elementary School in Connecticut. The shooting deaths of 9 worshipers in Emmanuel African Methodist Episcopal Church in South Carolina, and the shooting deaths of many of my community, my brothers and sisters in the LGBT community in Orlando, Florida. This is very challenging to come together to hold on to what we are called to be and be with for one another. What possesses a person to do such heinous things is hard to understand. But what do we do with these feelings afterwards? What do we hold on to? Are we possessed by fear? Are we possessed by righteous anger? Are we possessed and frozen and not knowing what to do? How can we be bringers of peace, of mercy, of forgiveness, and bring that to a broken world? Possession. Possession has taken on different meanings for me in my life. I grew up on Guam, which at the time when I was growing up was very much a Roman Catholic country, island. About 99% of us were Roman Catholic, so I was raised in the Roman tradition. And as a child, I remember hearing stories from relatives, my aunts and cousins, who they themselves proclaimed to me or explained to me their experiences of demonic possession. Going to homes and seeing and witnessing folks who were possessed by demons, or what they saw as evil spirits, and how they worked so hard to release these evil spirits from this person. It was very scary to me. And it didn't help that 2 years later I went to see the movie The Exorcist, which was also frightening. Possession. What possesses us, and what can we hold on to? Possession now for me, after the 17 years of working in an outpatient clinic, I work with many folks with physical illnesses, but also illnesses of mind and spirit. Possession for me has come in the faces of those who are tormented by mental illness and by the disease of addiction. They are not in their right minds. They are not able or capable of making their own decisions, setting themselves apart from their family and friends and from their own sense of identity. This is the experience of the man who is possessed. Jesus steps on land off the boat and is met by a man who is possessed by many demons. And he comes to him, and he heals him, and he restores him. Prior to that, this man from the city lived outside the city, did not live in a home, but lived among the tombs, was not clothed and was naked, and was very vulnerable to the elements, therefore risking suffering and death. He was not in his right mind, losing all sense that who he is or who he was. But Jesus comes to him and restores him. Restores him with love, with mercy, and with compassion. So how are we to face a world that is so broken? When we see and hear on the news all the time of all these shooting deaths, and most especially in the wake of last week's shooting of my community, the LGBT community, in a place that was considered a sanctuary for many, as with the sanctuary for many of the folks who had also been killed. How do we be and become and bring forth Jesus to the world? Phil, in the Pathfinder this week, uses the word, the Latin word, compati, which is to suffer with those who are suffering. In many ways of responding to fear and destruction, suffering and death, it jolts us for a moment, and it kind of sets us apart from who we identify as a people of faith. We are called to be Christ in the world by bringing mercy, forgiveness, and compassion. This is possible, as we see in the wake of all these disasters, folks offering their services, their homes, offering food and transportation, offering solace and a listening heart to those in pain. This is what we are called to do as well, to offer mercy, forgiveness, compassion, and love to victims, and yes, even to the perpetrators. For what we do not understand, we need to stand in faith. We need to stand in faith for all those who are suffering, physically, emotionally, and in mind and body. But we do not do this alone. We do this together as a community. We respond in faith and in love, in showing compassion to those who are broken, as we have been broken, standing with those who are in pain as we ourselves are in pain. May we as a community come together and rise and bring this hope and this presence of Jesus' body out into the world. It'll take not just one, but all of us. We rise and we stand together. Because together, there is strength in numbers. Amen.